Moncrief on News Talk.
From early birds to night owls, what is the best time of day to exercise? And does the time of day you exercise at impact your overall health, sleep or well-being differently? Joining us now is Lowry O'Mahony, chartered physiotherapist and founder of Max Physio and Pilates. Good evening to you, Lowry. Obviously, there's been new research that has kind of reignited this debate about whether we should be exercising at a time of day. But is the jury out on it, or do we know? Should we all get up at the crack of dawn and exercise, or do it, you know, after work, or what?
Hi, Ciara. Thank you so much for having me. And this is always an area that is, hotly contested, I think, because there is new research showing that we should be exercising according to our chronotype. And so what this essentially means is our chronotype refers to our natural preference for sleeping and being active at certain times of the day. And so the old kind of reference to the early birds, the night owls, is actually a real thing. So 10% of us are naturally wake early, feel most alert in the morning, and actually perform best earlier in the day. And then 20% of us will be the night owls. So prefer the later bedtimes, tend to perform better later in the evening. And then the rest of us sitting in that kind of 70%. So when it comes to exercising and when it comes to performance, what this recent study showed when it came to reducing risk of cardiovascular disease was exercising according to the chronotype was resulting in better outcomes.
And sorry, Lowry, what way are the outcomes measured? As in, is the outcomes you're fitter, or your blood pressure's better, or you're lighter, or what are they? What are we saying the outcomes that we're looking for here are?
Yeah, so for this one, they were looking at like blood pressure would be an example. And so they measure that before they did the study, and then they measure that after the study. So the study was 12 weeks long, 134 participants. And they also looked at their heart rate variability, which is a great one. It's telling us about your central nervous system and how resilient it is. Also looking at VO2 max. So really good objective markers that improved over just a 12-week period of exercising according to your particular chronotype. And most people will know whether they're an early bird or a night owl.
Yeah, no, I'm totally a night owl. But I have a job that finishes in the evening, and then I have to commute home. So I exercise in the morning. So am I wasting my time? Because I go to the gym in the morning before work, because by the time I get home in the evening, I'm kind of toast.
Definitely not. So when we think about this performance, I mean, this is really just for if we're looking at, I suppose, the higher level. So for some athletes, if we're looking at trying to maximize performance, then maybe exercising at a certain time of the day can be really important consistently. But actually, the most important exercise you can do, Ciara, is the exercise that you will do regularly. I think when it comes to this study, one limitation is that if you are a night owl and then you are being encouraged to exercise in the morning and you don't like doing that, then perhaps physiologically you're not going to perform as well, you're not going to adhere as much, and you're not going to be as compliant. So it quite often comes down to when we're trying to exercise, when we're trying to motivate ourselves to exercise, you need to look at, first of all, how can it fit into your life? And second of all, when do you feel like exercising? And I actually say to clients a lot of the time, when I'm asked, when is the best time to exercise for me, morning or evening? Well, surveys would show probably only one in four of us enjoy exercising. And if you, I know.
No,
I'm
laughing.
You'll fit it in.
I genuinely do exercise, but it's only occasionally I go, oh, that was good. Do you know what I mean? Mostly I go, yeah, oh, Jesus, I'm wrecked, or God, I don't want to do this. But I nonetheless have enough discipline to make myself do it.
And well done, because actually for the three in four people who don't like exercising, you need to find ways to hijack your system. So we all have a certain amount of decision making power available to us each day. And if you don't like exercising, I would always recommend try and get it done earlier in the day when you have made less decisions, because your brain will always go for the easier decision. If you don't like exercising and you're putting it off till late in the evening, then your brain, you know, if it has to choose between making dinner, going for a walk, or cleaning the house,
okay,
or helping with homework.
So even though I might be, and this, I'm not trying to make this about me, but there's lots of people who are, no doubt, are exactly like me and are night owls and don't particularly want to exercise. So even though I may be more of a night person, it's okay to still do it in the morning, because at least I'll get it done and I won't prevaricate or maybe try and find ways of wriggling out of it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, honestly, while there are some specific like physiological advantages around when you exist, like health experts would universally agree that consistency is the most important factor.
So we're not wasting our time. The people who are, say, morning larks, but they don't have a chance because they're dropping kids to school or whatever they're doing, they don't have a chance to exercise till the evening. They're not wasting their time in any way.
Absolutely not. And it all comes down to like what is the easiest thing, you know, for you to do and for you to adapt into your schedule. And, you know, even for like when we look at peak performance when it comes to resistance training, interestingly, it quite often is shown to be get better outcomes when performed between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Now, for an early bird, that might be slightly earlier. And then for your night owl, it might be slightly later. And this is just because your body's after warming up. So, you know, your nervous system is working a little bit better. You can generate greater power. You can maybe sprint a little bit quicker, but you will still get these benefits at any time throughout the day. Perhaps as an athlete, and you're really trying to work on that performance, that extra 3 to 10%, then exercising always within that specific window will confer some benefits. But the other thing is our body is very adaptable. So if you always exercise at the same time of day, your body then adapts to that. So those performance advantages actually decrease over time because your body will adapt.
Okay. And so for somebody, and I'm sure this is probably most of us, we exercise around our schedules that include our jobs or our families. So if we're consistent, it doesn't really matter about the chronotype, the early bird or the night owl.
No, it doesn't.
Excellent.
I think the chronotype is something to look at, though. If you have some flexibility in your schedule and you're thinking, right, I'm going to try and make a positive change today and I'm going to try and start exercising.
Yeah, and maybe if you want to max out your PBs or whatever, but in general, we can kind of shelve this a little bit, can we?
Yeah, I think we can. Or even, Ciara, you know, if you've never exercised before and you think maybe I'm going to start exercising now and you're an early bird, well, then I would recommend try and get it done first thing in the day because you'll probably enjoy it a bit more. Or similarly, you know, if you're that night owl and you're like, actually, I'm diabetic and I'm going to try and do some exercise after listening to this, how about you try and start exercising in the afternoon? Because that's going to be easier for you as well. And then there are some, you know, benefits to
and plus you can listen to the Hard Shoulder on your headphones at that time, so that
I know, really well.
Look, thank you so much for joining us, Larry. That's Larry O'Mahony there, chartered physiotherapist. So it looks like, Shane, it doesn't really matter, it's do it whenever you can,
yeah,
and be a bit consistent.
Yeah,
I'm kind of relieved because I was thinking I was doing it at the wrong time of day and I didn't really have any way around that.
You reassured?
I do. I don't want to think that I was exercising and trying to, you know, be healthy and wasting my
exercising
time.
Exercising in vain would be probably the most frustrating thing
ever. That
would
be, wouldn't that be, that's what, like, I think it's called, a sickener.
That is an absolute, all pain and no gain.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.